Bergdahl was released from in-hospital care over the weekend into post-housing at Fort Sam Houston, and he will continue to receive counseling and debriefing from BAMC doctors. Bergdahl is still being exposed gradually to the outside world, but it's not known how much of the media coverage he's seen about his story. Army South Command spokesman Colonel Hans Busch says Bergdahl is not being permitted unlimited access to television.
To say he can watch TV whenever he wants wouldn't be accurate. That's metered. That's metered how it's introduced during reintegration.
This phase of Bergdahl's reintegration includes an increase in social interactions with more people. His return has been the subject of political and public speculation since he was released from captivity in exchange for 5 Taliban members who had been held at Guantanamo Bay. Bush says the Army South reintegration team is gradually exposing Bergdahl to the public narrative about him, his captivity, and his activities before and after he was captured.
In fact, it's being done as a very deliberate part of his reintegration, because our goal at the end is that you can walk out of reintegration and step out as a soldier and do the next thing the Army directs you to do. Part of that's going to be to cope with all the media coverage.
The Army's investigation will determine whether Bergdahl will be classified as a prisoner of war, a status which carries certain benefits. The investigation is ongoing, and Sergeant Bergdahl at some point after reintegration is expected to have to face the Army and answer some questions. Reintegration is a specific set of modalities used by the Army to help former captives readjust to normal professional and family life activities after their return to the U.S. Army South in San Antonio is the command charged with conducting all reintegrations across the Department of Defense. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.